Hello, America. This is the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we ask you to duplicate our efforts many times over. Kamala Harris is launching an all-out BS attack on Donald Trump. It's absolutely ludicrous, the things that are being said. We're going to break it down later, but we need to counter. Most people are getting their news from sources like this. We need to make this go viral. She's got $1 billion to spend. We need to counter that because she's affecting the 8% estimated to be undecided with absolutely terrible ads. And like I said, we're going to break it down later, but please share this far and wide. We have breaking news at this point, and some of you will find this to be unbelievable. I'm holding off on reporting some news regarding terrorism. But then there's some news because of the source of the information. I feel it's my duty to inform the public, and I'm hoping by shining the light of day on this, we can prevent this from happening. Now, we'll never know if our actions made a difference because we may force them to go to plan B, plan C, plan D. When terrorists are planning to do something or when an administration is planning a false flag attack, you need to understand that they have contingency plans in place. As Doug Hagman and other investigators have shown at the Butler attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we have seen quite clearly, with absolutely no speculation, there were two car bombs in two different cars, and they were to be detonated for some reason that didn't go off. And this was reported initially. Remember, I've told you before, in those high-profile events, your early reports are the most true, and then the censorship sets in. And that's what happened there. And then they had to go to a poorly organized JFK-style assassination. This is beyond belief about what's going on. But I also, let's just put it this way. I'm going to go with a DHS source that has other DHS sources. So we're going beyond rumor now. This is often how intelligence gets communicated, and we're going to do it here. I have known about this now for 18 hours, and I was wrestling with myself whether to come forward or not, because you risk losing credibility. But in subsequent conversations I've had with this former DHS, with current contacts, I am absolutely convinced that this is a real threat, and I'm hoping that we can cause it to be diverted. Now, I myself have no firsthand information of this. And so we're going to show you what we anticipate is a planned terrorist event. And as we said, we hope that we can shift this by shining the light of day, and we can stop this and the next one and the next one and the next one. And people will ask me before we go to our first break, I know what you're going to say, what would be the motivation for this? I'm going to say this quite bluntly. There's two areas I can't identify my sources. One area I can, Martin Armstrong, great economist. He said Kamala Harris's approval rating is 10%. I've got two very well-placed sources that say it's a range, 8 to 12, it varies week to week. She can't win. She can't win. One unverified report that I received yesterday says the WEF, the World Economic Forum, and Klaus Schwab and friends are going to infuse 30 million illegal votes into our system. Machines, ballot stuffing, I don't know. And I don't even know if this is accurate. Do I think there's going to be absolute election fraud? Yeah, it's already happening. It's already happening. I think this event will be tied into who controls America. Listen, I'm going to say this as bluntly as I can. And if you're new to this, you're going to say, it sounds like a conspiracy theorist. Let me say this. When I started in this business, and I got into this by accident because I was representing my community of 300 families and fighting against an attempted takeover of our properties to put in a Canamex highway system and hub and take control of our underground water supply in our area in the Hassayampa Underground Reservoir, largest in Arizona. And they tried to use a phony excuse. Oh, it's an Air Force base. You're too close to it. It's bull crap. We were 35 miles away. Okay. And these planes to reach us would have to fly over a quarter of a million people. But they weren't interested in them, which were much more in proximity to the base than we are. They were interested in us. And we're in a rural area. Our homes are spread out. We have in the rural residential, we have 1.5, 2 acre homes. And then there are homes that are 5, 10, 15 acres. Then there's ranchers. Density is not a problem. Density is a problem around Luke Air Force Base. It wasn't that reason. One late night at 12:30 in the morning, and my wife is saying, "Honey, please come to bed. You've got to get up and go to work tomorrow." And I had hit the jackpot. The Maricopa Association of Government had a document that showed the planned Canamex corridor coming in. And it was also in four other areas of the state, Gila Bend, Yuma, and South Tucson. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, these are the same four areas where there are severe restrictions placed on property. And if people need a repair, like there's a kitchen fire, you can't get a permit to do that. You couldn't get a permit to build a fence, a swimming pool, nothing, nothing. And they were trying to force us out over time. And they didn't want to have to pay eminent domain. People always say, oh, it's eminent domain. No. No, eminent domain would have been welcome compared to what we were facing. Total ruination. And that landed me in the media. And at that time, if you'd have told me the story I'm going to tell you here with one other story I'm going to go over today, I'd have said, that person's nuts. They're certifiable. Put them away. Well, I'm here to tell you that the other side, the leftists that are running this country now, and this is being echoed by people like J.D. Vance, these people are not going to leave office. They're going to, first of all, cheat as much as they can on the front side. And please spare me that's a conspiracy theory. There are people sitting in jail now for it. It just hasn't been enough with certain judges to overcome and overthrow an election. I think there's been two overturned elections at local levels, but there hasn't been a major overturn, a Senate race, a governor's race. Let me give you an example. When Kari Lake was running against Katie Hobbs in heavy Republican areas in Maricopa County, where the overwhelming majority of voters for Arizona live, 56% of the machines, voting machines, and J.D. Vance mentioned this the other day in his presence here in Peoria, Arizona, which is in Maricopa County. And he noted 56% of the voting machines went down. He soft-pedaled it and didn't go into the territory that I am. This is not an accident because in the Democratic districts, where more than 51% of the registered voters were Democratic, they had no failures. I mean, the cover-up for this was ridiculous, but the judges said not sufficient enough. We acknowledge this happened, but not sufficient enough to overturn. And by the way, the studies that have been done on this, how many voters were disenfranchised that day, had to give up, pick up kids, go to work, go to school, do whatever? About 150,000 people in Republican districts were affected. Kari Lake lost by 17,000 votes. So please spare me your analysis. Off the cuff report where you quote mainstream media, it's debunked, it's baseless, it's just not true. People like Dennis Welch of local Channel 3, who asked the worst question ever of J.D. Vance when he was here. You want to hear what he asked him? He said, "If you lose the election, will you concede?" The answer should be, if you're convinced the election's free and fair, and any protest would not make any significant difference, okay, what's going to be your position? But he didn't ask that. He tried to get a I gotcha question, and that's who he is. When we unelected two rhinos that we believe rigged the election in 2022, and the people believed it too, because an incumbent, Stephen Reicher, for example, county clerk and recorder of Maricopa County, lost his primary race by 30 points. 30 points. And Dennis Welcher, who's the absolute propagandist, he went on TV and just told the people they were stupid for what they had just done. Also, the county supervisors were complicit with this when you trace the origins. And you know what happened with them? Well, two of them didn't run because they knew they were going to get their butts handed to them. And the one that did ran lost by, he lost by over 30 points. Jack Sellers, China's best friend in Maricopa County. So you look at this and you're saying, no voter fraud? Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you backdoor stories to lead up to the mentality. Kamala Harris is losing badly. The polls, particularly mainstream media polls that have this as a razor-thin margin for Trump, they're garbage. I taught college students how to do polling. I won't go into any details, but I did this, and it was graduate students working on how to do a dissertation, and polling would be part of the teaching. You have to have representative demographics, and these polls either don't publish them, or when you read them, you can see the nonsense behind them. And am I qualified to make that judgment? Yeah. And if you don't have that information publicly available, it's like a research paper without citations. You can't consider it. It has to be thrown out. And of the 25 polls that are ranked for their accuracy in the last two elections, midterm and in the general election, the mainstream media polls are the ones with the three letters ABC, NBC, and you could really throw in with CIA influence. Those mainstream media polls are the least accurate. The private ones are the most accurate. And the private ones, I still think they're flawed. They have Trump up 6 to 9%, depending on the location and the border state. Now, with regard to voter fraud, it's rampant. Did you see where 40 state legislators came out, did a press conference, and they said, we've studied this and we believe 1 million votes were stolen from Donald Trump in 2020. It's pretty much what I was t saying within a year of the election in my research. I said about 1 million votes. In fact, I said 1.1 million that we can fairly well prove were stolen. Now, it wasn't because I was smart, but I knew how to access smart people that did the analysis. Well, now these legislators, a day late and a dollar short, have come out and have said this. Okay. In other words, what I'm telling you is these people will stop at nothing at regime change. Nothing. Do you remember when Obama ran and he had his thugs that were outside certain election centers in red areas trying to intimidate people? Do you remember that controversy? That got covered on the mainstream media for one day. One day. And then it was gone. I'm glad I recorded it because I was able to play it at some, presentations I would make, in the area and also a couple nationally. And I'd play it and I say, is this really what democracy is about? You present an intimidating presence at a voting poll. And then it got called conspiracy theory. I'm sorry, am I supposed to believe your fake analysis or the evidence that I'm showing you? Okay, now false flags. Let's talk about false flags very quickly. False flags are they emanate from the old pirate days where ships would put on the flags of a nation they were going to attack those ships, and they'd get within shooting range, and they weren't viewed as a threat because of the flag they had, and then they would fire on the ship and conquer it or sink it. And that's where the term false flag came from. Well, what we're going to witness going down the stretch, I believe, are false flags. I'm going to be covering a little bit more about what Mike Adams and I and Paul Preston and many others are saying. Massive terrorist attacks are slated for places like Arizona and Arizona's ground zero, but it's not going to be confined there. We're going to hit a little bit of a false flag attack, in my estimation, in New York City. Oh, but primarily in DC. Primarily in DC. And you haven't heard of this. We did not decide to come out with this. Now, Doug Thornton will be one of my sources, former DHS supervisor, defense contractor, combat Marine in Fallujah. And we do a weekly report called the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And Doug's been doing that report with me since he was in DHS, had to obscure his face and go by the pen name Rekker, Rekkr. And you go, oh yeah, Dave, I remember that. And we kind of bonded because we saw the BS going on inside the government. What turned him? Let me tell you what turned him. He's leading the charge in Portland to stop the Antifa attack on federal buildings and local police headquarters. And these people were throwing incendiary devices at federal officials. And so Doug and his crew would arrest them. The DOJ would release them immediately. As far as we know in the Portland, no one was actually prosecuted and went to jail. And people want to talk about J6. Well, how about Portland? Exactly. And Doug just said, man, we've got a treasonous Department of Justice. We're being attacked from terrorists, and they're doing nothing about it. In fact, I remember Merrick Garland came out and he had a real interesting statement, and I still laugh at it today, except they acted on it. He was asked once in a press briefing, Mr. Attorney General, why aren't those people being prosecuted as terrorists? Well, if it happens after 5 p.m., we gauge that to be a protest. If it's before 5 p.m., well, then it's terrorism. Well, we know Antifa did their work at night. This is called facilitation of domestic terrorism, and the present attorney general is guilty of this, and his words convict him. All right, we're going to go in just a second, and I'm going to show you what I fear could be coming, and I'm hoping again, light of day on the issue will stop it, because we could be looking at tremendous loss of life. So, we're brought to you by a great product. I hear NanoSoma, and I talk about this every day, because every day I have a better life because of this product. As you know, I had the strip lung linings from RSV, and now we're about 7.5 months past that initial diagnosis. And then in mid-March, I went to a pulmonologist who I know. And the guy's good. He's great at what he does. And he said, Dave, I got to tell you, and I'm not going to pull any punches, that those lung linings may not come back and things could go downhill for you. Which meant oxygen and early death. Okay. And I remember when I walked out to the car with my wife, I just said, well, I got two choices. I can give up and follow a medical routine that won't really make any difference, or I can fight like hell. And I fought like hell. But at the same time, Scotty Sachs, good friend of mine, and Scotty's been on the show and he's one of the people behind syndicating my show now. Scotty said, Dave, you need to try this product. He said, I've been using it. Here's how it helped me. Now, what it does, it works on boosting the immune system. Okay? So we're not talking direct medical intervention. It's a boosting immune system. But I think it's the biggest breakthrough in natural healthcare history. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. Walking was an issue for me. Today, after I'd quit all the other medicines and drugs, and I was just taking this, I run sprints twice a week. I do the sled. That's pretty good cardio. I'll do the fast biking in what they call high intensity interval training. I do that a couple of times a week, and I spread out that through the week, and then I weightlift. And when I started back lifting when I was si still sick, I'm double the strength I was then, and I'm having the best lifestyle I've had in 25 years. Now, you may not have strip lung linings, but like with Scotty, he had neuropathy gone. Gone. I'm telling you, if you're struggling with something, this is something you want to do. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, and I have a promotional at their corporate website. Shows me sitting on the ground after playing basketball for the first time in my comeback, and got the ball next to me, and I look exhausted, but it's a good exhaustion. And I owe my life to this product. And this is why I keep talking about it, because I wish we could get America on the product. Because how much prevention, how much correction could we get for the masses? A lot. Anyway, I want my healthback.com/Dave Hodges. We're headed, I fear, for serious domestic attacks. And what you're seeing here is a simulation. That's not a simulation. And so what you're seeing right there is disturbing beyond belief. It's the single most horrific moment I experienced. I saw the second one live. They were reporting on the first one, and I had just gotten up. It was a little after 6 a.m. and I'm fixing breakfast, and boom, there was the second one. This is what I fear is coming, and I fear it's imminent unless we can shine enough light on this that we can stop it. And this is surely going to piss people off because I'm showing this. I won't comment on that person. So Doug and I were talking yesterday before he left to go be a presenter at this tactical conference. And we didn't have chance to put this on the air. And so I decided today this needs to go public. Doug did a lot of high-level stuff with DHS, the border, Portland, and so forth. He never jumps to snap judgments. Never. And he says, I told him false flags are coming, terrorist attacks are coming, and he knows about the interview that Mike Adams and I did together. And he said, it's coming, Dave. He said, my source is in DHS. He said, they're buzzing about airplane attacks on Washington, D.C. And I said, you mean another 9/11? Yes, that's what I mean. These warnings are a dime a dozen, except the source and his sources are unimpeachable. And I'm going to tell you what I fear. Trump won't campaign in D.C. I'm not worried about that. But this Sunday, he's going to Madison Square Garden in New York. What Doug told me 3.5 years ago was this. At DHS, we talk about high-profile assassinations. And we said, we don't think it's likely there's going to be a JFK assassination. Let's go back to Butler. Two car bombs, that was the plan. That's the equivalent of flying planes into the event. Instead, they had to go to a backup, hastily, poorly planned plan B. Okay, which was a JFK style assassination. By the way, I'm interviewing for tomorrow's show. On podcast, radio, so forth. We'll put it on Rumble later today. I'm interviewing Jim DiEugenio, generally considered to be the best expert on assassinations. Write script for Oliver Stone, and his agent approached me. I've had Jim on twice before. We talked at the 60th anniversary of JFK. The assassination. That's when I got plucked from YouTube without a reason, no strikes. But I'm having Jim on, and we're going to talk about assassinations. But what Doug told me repeatedly, and we put it on our show, he said the prevailing thinking will be an assassination will be a mass casualty event in which, and this is really key, in which your intended target is there. But the purpose is somewhat disguised because it's a mass casualty. And it's like, gee, oh, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. In other words, would they kill thousands of people to kill their target? Let me ask you a question. In your assessment of the character of this administration and how they've conducted themselves, do you think they're capable of that? And that's something that I'm not going to tell you what you should think. I think that has to be your own value judgment. For my money, it is. They have a depraved indifference to human life. When you have a person who's on the ticket to go into the Oval Office who has signed into law, okay, when a birth abortion doesn't work and the baby survives, you don't have to provide medical care and you can let it die. And Tim Walz tried to deny that. Bull crap. It happened 8 times. It's been well documented. When you take that kind of moral turpitude and apply it to the question that I just asked, I think they have shown you who they are. When you have how Kamala Harris, she says, I prosecuted transnational gangs. I don't doubt that she didn't do some in her through her office, but she also facilitated it. The child trafficking that was going on in Alameda County, she blocked freedom of information requests from the media on these cases, some of them involving local church authorities. She blocked that. So I ask you, is the character concerns sufficient enough to warrant the threat that I'm just telling you that Doug received from good sources? I would say it deserves consideration. My entire purpose for coming here and giving you this message is not to make you fearful and say, gee, look what we have, and make it into a political issue, but to tell you that by shining the light on it, perhaps we can make them try to go to something else, and then we shine the light on that too. Listen, these people are desperate. If Kamala Harris wasn't losing the election badly, then ask yourself this question. Why would there be high risk, high profile assassination attempts? No 20-year-old kid penetrated security on his own, who didn't even, he wasn't even skilled enough to make his JV rifle team in high school, climbs up on a building, is totally ignored, and then shoots the president in the ear when he was trying to make a headshot. If you believe that story, then you believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and all the forensic evidence speaks to the opposite. So what I'm telling you is this, I believe, is real threat. Is it going to be actionable? I hope not. That's my purpose for doing this. And to the people of DC, well, some of you have political beliefs farther to the left than Attila the Hun, but you're still Americans, and I pray for your safety. And I pray this does not happen. But we're in this charged environment. Remember, I help bring to the front a story about domestic terrorism and its intent on Arizona being ground zero. And it won't stop there, as I'm indicating with DC. But the one thing I really want to point out here is this. There's a reason why the Border Patrol, active retired, Gil Mazza, JJ Carell, other Border Patrol I've talked to quietly for over 10 years. There's a reason why they say the numbers are all consistent. We have 100 to 200,000 domestic or foreign terrorists in our country. We're not sure of the exact amount because of the gotaway factor, but we've processed people that are on these lists. Okay, that comes from our Border Patrol. And you know, when I've been involved in the Take Our Borders Back conferences and rallies and presentations, I rub elbows with these people, and they're not pulling any punches. So if you don't think this stuff isn't real, you know, you need to pay closer attention, because in the alternative media, you may get some reports that are exaggerated, they're honestly mistaken, but you're not going to get censored news for the most part, except for the infiltrators that pretend to be one of us and they're not. But the reality is this, is you live in an age right now where I believe no one or nothing is safe. And these people will do anything to retain power. Now, you don't have to agree with my judgment, but I hope you take the threat seriously, and I hope you spread this far and wide. And what's the worst thing that happens? Well, there never was an event. It doesn't happen. What's the best thing that happens? We shine light and we stop it. Join me. I'm not giving this threat lightly, and if I didn't think this report didn't have a degree of credibility, I would not be making it.